This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you believe we're in the last week of July? Good Lord. Hunga bunga.
When Christmas. Did that happen?
It's happening as we speak, darling. It's the 27th of July. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Good news today. Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch, but I don't know how to use it, or I don't use it well, so I leave it on the on the counter.
apparently, for it.
Exactly. Dr. Ken gave it to me to monitor the various systems in my body, and it doesn't seem to. You know, you can get how your heart is beating and how many steps you've taken, and you know the sleep and all that other stuff. But I don't know. I think I'm content to. I have a monitor. In close to my heart, where when I had that, what everybody thought was a TIA 3 years ago. God, thinking about it, it was 3 years ago. It was a kind of a slap in the face as well. So it wasn't a TIA, it was just a spell. But they put a monitor in my chest to monitor whether I have AFib or not, and I don't, and I haven't. But, you know, that was tied to this watch as well. That's when Ken said, okay, we need to monitor what's going on. So here's this lady, Kim Durkee, who started wearing an Apple Watch a couple of years ago to monitor her steps and, you know, things that happen to older folks.
She'll also be able to call for help.
Right, exactly. Help! I've fallen and I can't get up! The old
those commercials still run. I see them every now and then.
Yeah.
And I swear it's the exact same commercial. There's been no update.
Yeah, no update. Right, exactly. Anyway, this lady never expected to have it detect the first signs of a life-threatening condition that required her to have open-heart surgery to prevent a stroke. She said, I didn't have a single hint that there was something wrong going on in my body. Not one. She lives up in Solon, Maine. She said doctors told her it was like a silent time bomb. That's kind of like what happens when you have with cerebral hemorrhages and
things like that. Aneurysms,
yeah, right.
Well, and the first time that her watch alerted her, it woke her up in the middle of the night, and she thought it was some kind of fluke. And then it happened for a couple nights in a row, and the third night it happened multiple times during that night. And so she was like, okay, I'm going to go to the doctor. Tells them, like, my Apple Watch says I should get looked at. I could possibly have AFib. They run tests, and they're like, yeah, you have AFib. But then they realized that what was causing the AFib was this mass. It was benign, essentially, but because of the location and the size, it could have potentially caused a life-stopping stroke.
Yep. Yeah. So maybe there's a lesson here. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there is a lesson here for me. Put the watch back on. Although I don't have any signs of anything, but monitoring things and systems in your body that aren't normally going to, you're not going to tell. It's when it happens, it's too late. Right? That's basically what this lady's experience is telling you. She had detected something going on, and this helped the doctors find it, and so bingo. It's good. I'm going to bring that up with Dr. Ken. I think he'd have something to say about that for sure. I have something to say about Chris Cuomo making a comeback on cable news. Who cares? There's a lot of splashing going on a lot of the left-leaning cable, well, not just cable news, it's kind of the printed media, the social media. I don't, so what? Okay. So what? Why is he any different? Only because of his name and the connection he had to his brother and the fact that he was disgraced at CNN. But how many other good reporters, better reporters, than he's not even really a good reporter. There are a lot of good reporters. I'll tell you something. One of the things that if I'm looking for some news, and I don't, you know, I have my 14 or 15 sources that I use while we're on the air. But at night, if I want to get a wrap on a couple of stories, I go to the WGN, the national channel. They've really done a good. Do you watch them, Jay, at all? They've done a really good job.
No, I don't get to watch my news very much. I do more of the reading of the news anymore.
That happens
like
because
online.
Of what we do. Yeah, online.
Yeah.
Anyway, and here's something that comes from an online source. This is Hypocrisy, Thy Name is a Republican Lawmaker. Okay, so here's a guy who had voted against same-sex marriage in the House, and his son is gay, and 3 days after he votes against the Same-Sex Marriage Act, he goes to his gay son's wedding. How do you face your son, who's gay, after you have voted for a bill that would codify, voted against the bill?
What else is going on? Because clearly, he's been very open that he loves his son very much. He and his wife are very happy that his son is in a happy relationship and married, and they welcome their new son-in-law with open arms. So it makes you wonder, maybe he's not actually opposed to gay marriage. Maybe there's something else that just trying to block the opposing side, the opposition, which we hear so much about in politics, where a lot of times people are just the left versus the right versus the left. So, again, we go back to the question, who's actually serving the American public?
I remember Rob Portman, who's also an Ohio congressman, he declared support for same-sex marriage in 2013 after his son came out as gay. I remember when Dick Cheney's daughter came out as gay, and I'm trying to remember. I remember all the discussion about it and the Republicans who were giving him starch, and man, did he put them in their place. I didn't have much use. I like Liz Cheney a lot better than I like their father. I think her father's a boob. But he's somebody who's allowed the system or encouraged the system or worked the system to put himself in positions of making a whole lot of money. And there's nothing wrong with making a lot of money. It's just using connections and stuff. And he and Rumsfeld were just bad. But at any rate, I had a lot more respect for him when he decided to give the Republicans what for when it came to same-sex marriages or the gay lifestyle because his daughter's gay.
Well, so that's... How often is it with the fundraising where these politicians might be making promises to those large donors of, well, I will continue to vote this way, even though it may go against their own moral compass, but they promise that choice to these donations. How often does that even happen?
You know, you may be onto something when it comes to the reason for voting, political pressure, donations and stuff, because the reality is, in America, well over two-thirds of the people in our country, including a large majority of Republicans, all support same-sex marriage. So what is there? Where does this come from? If the people you represent say they want something, aren't you supposed to vote the way they tell you? Why do we care what you think? We're not interested in what. That's the way I would approach it. If I were a congressperson, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't be out there cranking on what my beliefs were. I do a poll every day. What do you think about this issue? And make sure that my vote supported what the people in my district want me to do.
Yes.
Not
you're
what I want to do.
You're a representative for
them. Yeah.
So represent.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else is going on here. What's going on with Jared Kushner? Why is he all over the place? I've seen him the last couple of days. Apparently he had cancer, thyroid cancer?
Yeah, he had thyroid cancer and was treated in the White House. This is part of a new book that's coming out, and he talks about it. In 2019, he had part of his thyroid removed, a substantial part of his thyroid removed.
Mm-hmm. That's not very serious anymore. I mean, maybe you could say to somebody, it's easy for me to say, I've never had the problem, but I know a lot of people who've had the problem and they have the thyroid come up. It's not like thyroid cancer, at least in my knowledge and understanding of it, I could be wrong, but my knowledge of it leads me to believe it's not a serious thing unless it's let to go too far.
Yes, it's diagnosed in what, stage four? But thyroid cancer is becoming... I know a lot of people who have been diagnosed at one point or another with thyroid cancer. It seems like it's becoming a lot more prevalent. However, they have all overcome it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so there you go. In a moment, we are going to take you to the sports desk. A couple of interesting sports things, including the beginning of the of the practice season for NFL players. That's coming right up.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory. But we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Free. For free. Give me a break. 18 after the hour. Gee, here's that. Huh. And then she likes to taunt me with it, which is even more annoying. Thanks a lot, Jay. Okay. So the NFL training camp season has opened. Cavalcade of sports. Veterans coming into camp. The beginning of the 2022 NFL season, which officially starts, what is it, the first weekend in September, I think, Labor Day, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I feel like it's around there. That's the first official game. Yeah. Because
oh, here it is. Buffalo Bills take on the Los Angeles Rams. Aren't they the Super Bowl champs? The Rams are the Super Bowl champs, I think, if I remember correctly.
Why does that feel like it was 4 years ago?
I know, amazing, isn't it? Here's the story of a police officer who forcefully grabbed Green Bay Packers star A.J. Dillon and shoved him in the back during a game this past weekend, a soccer game. Police say they've launched an investigation. Why? What in the world? There's all kinds of film about this.
Yeah, and it was miscommunication. So he was a fan, and he wanted to help get the crowd riled up, and he asked two other officers, can I get down on the pitch and do the Lombardi leap or whatever?
Yeah.
And the officers were like, yeah, even helping him over. Well, a different officer didn't know what was going on, had no idea that he had permission to get down there, and thought it was somebody who was going to interrupt the play and kind of just was grabbing him to get him off of it, to get him back. Like, it was just an absurd fan who was doing something. And he was even like, there's you know, no harm, no foul. It's totally understandable about the miscommunication.
Well, maybe this comes on the heels of the information from California, the soccer player who died after he was attacked by a lot of people during a soccer match in Oxnard, California. That was a couple of weeks ago.
That
was 29 years old. There was a big brawl. And so maybe that's what who knows what the police officer was thinking, but that could have motivated him as well. Got to be careful about these games. Wow. 21 past the hour, folks.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
Come on, baby, it's 23 at the hour. Time for Celebrity in Focus, social media trending items. And here's one that involves Jason Momoa. He looks like kind of a big, right, doesn't he?
A big heap pile of sexy? Is that what you mean with those groans? Is that what
no,
that
wasn't.
Translates to?
Exactly. He doesn't do anything for me, but then listen, I'm sure he does something for you, obviously. So he and a motorcyclist had a little collision in Topanga on Sunday. He was driving his old Oldsmobile. This is cool, though. This is what I like about him. He's got a 1970 Oldsmobile. That's good. Right? And then some guy crossed the yellow line on the old Topanga Canyon Road, and bing, bang, boom, before you know it, there's a little altercation. He smashes right into the front of Jason Momoa's car, and so what happens?
Well, he flies, ejected from his motorcycle.
Over there. He didn't get hurt that badly, interestingly enough.
Yeah, not non-life-threatening injuries, which when you hear a motorcycle versus a car head-on collision.
Bad, yeah.
Ugh, no.
Okay, so he's okay. In a moment, what's going on with Selena Gomez? We'll talk about her after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Alright, so here we have Selena Gomez and an expose on a secret relationship. Ooh, what's this all about? Wow, yes, what's going on here?
She was doing a TikTok video, a how-to kind of makeup tutorial in a way for her brand, her makeup brand, Rare. And off camera, you hear her Nana say something along the lines of, "Now, how did you end it with that guy?" So there was a secret relationship and a secret breakup, and she's just, Selena Gomez just kind of freezes, and she's like, "I'll tell you in a minute." It was kind of this a cute moment. She just kind of like rolled her eyes and laughed to herself, just in pure shock. Because Selena Gomez has been pretty private lately, but she did have two really highly publicized relationships when she was with Justin Bieber on and off for so long, and then with The Weeknd, and then back with Justin Bieber right before he got engaged, and then eventually married Hailey Bieber, Hailey Baldwin. And But Selena Gomez also just celebrated her 30th birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I remember when she was like 16 years old. Wasn't that how old she was when she got started?
Place, Alex Russo.
Yeah, just a kid. And she manages to have come out of it all right. And so is the Beeb, actually. Pretty well cleaned himself up. And his wife's, I think, responsible for a lot of that. Okay, boys and girls, it's 28 after the hour.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keefe's.com/DougStefan.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will speak Thursday, their first conversation in 4 months as new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claim on Taiwan as the Chinese talking war. Wisconsin Senate Democrat Janet Buley was involved in a car crash last Friday that killed a 27-year-old Pennsylvania mom and her 5-year-old daughter. Buley pulled out of a Lake Superior Beach entrance and into the path of a car driven by Alyssa Ortman. That's according to the Ashland Police Department. The politician was not hurt. No charges have been filed yet. House Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to release information related to the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops just about a year ago that preceded the collapse of the Afghan government and the Taliban retaking power with the help of billions of dollars in military equipment from the United States. USA Radio News.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Daddy, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
N-731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain product services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
After President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can now control Europe's free markets. The number one economy, Germany, has suffered another cutback Wednesday of energy from Russia and has created uncertainty as fall and winter approach. Former ambassador to Germany and President Trump's National Intelligence Director, Rick Grenell, on Newsmax last night.
Well, one thing they're not going to do is say that Donald Trump was right, but they should. Look, he warned them for a long time that what they were doing, the strategy of constricting their energy and putting it all into Russian gas was really a wrong strategy. And we knew it. The rest of Europe knew it. But for some reason, Chancellor Merkel didn't know it. I do think that we should have a discussion. The political world should have a discussion about the 16 years of Merkelism and whether or not they helped Europe or they helped Germany. I would argue that this idea that Germany is going to get off nuclear energy, restrict coal, try to rely just on wind and solar is really a bad idea.
A strong 7.0 earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines area of Abra on Wednesday, killing at least four people and injuring dozens. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
The Velvet, well, I saw this and I'm trying to figure out, $15 for a Velveeta martini on the menu at restaurants all across the country called a Veltini. Velveeta cheese in a martini? Blech.
I know, it sounds so gross, right?
It really does sound terrible. Awful.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes. Well, you all expected to hear today because you all know today is Bagpipe Appreciation Day, celebrating the ancient musical instrument, the bagpipe. These instruments date back thousands of years, Jay, become part of certainly the Scottish tradition.
Scottish, Irish, but apparently there are some drawings back in the Mesopotamian times.
Really?
Of a bagpipe.
Really? So they use it a lot now at funerals and parades and weddings and that sort of thing. They certainly...
The Queen of England uses them as her alarm clock.
Yeah. Right. Play that again, James. That was kind of cool, the bagpipes. I've always wondered if you could, how hard it would be to play the bagpipes, right? Of all the musical instruments that are around, Jay, which one would you like to play? Which one do you think would be most fun to play?
I have played the piano, the drums. I tried the trumpet in high school. Drums, by far my favorite.
Really?
But I think, I would like to become an aficionado of the bongos.
The bongos!
Just the fact that one instrument, one tap, and it can make so many different sounds.
Right.
What about you, Doug? What's your dream instrument to play? And do not say the kazoo, because I already know you're very great at it.
Let's see. Hold on. This is the, this is my pipe.
Is that a train whistle?
Miles loves that. Okay, Gramps, let's play the train whistle. So the bagpipes go back to the Roman Empire, the days when Nero, you know, remember Nero fiddled while Rome burned? He wasn't really fiddling, he was playing the bagpipe. A lot of people don't know that. But there are a lot of other places where there are pipers as well. Worcestershire, Nottinghamshire, Lancashire, Lincolnshire in England, the Cornwall area. Yep, a lot of places. But the Scots are best known for this. And again, it was the Battle of Pinkie in 1547 that made the Scottish, the bagpipes, the sort of Scottish call to war, in a sense, that back in that time, anyway. So if you like the bagpipes, you've liked the last couple of minutes of this program. If you don't like the bagpipes, I've just wasted 2 minutes of your time. Sorry about that. Here's a philosopher that I like to read. He's a Japanese Buddhist. His name is not pronounceable and not important. His thought for the day, creativity means to push open the heavy, groaning doorway of life. And it does. And you don't have to get beyond. We all have our things that, you know, we sort of are afraid of, skeptical, whatever it is, whatever creates fear in you, the best thing to do is to confront it. And that's basically what this philosopher is saying. Buddhism is great at that. Do you know anything about Buddhism?
Yes, I'm fascinated by it. And I think to touch on what you were saying, Doug, too, we create these narratives of situations that in turn never end up happening once we actually go through it. How many times have we had to talk to somebody about something and we, in our mind, prepare for the conversation to go one way and it doesn't?
Doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't at all. All right, so here we are with some good news about Walmart and Target. Ready? If you're a shopper at Walmart, good luck to you. Bring a broom. Bring something to clean yourself off when you get done. Anyway, I suppose that's people say that's not fair. But
is that part of the news story?
No, it's part
of
mine.
Is that your own comment?
Yeah, I've actually never been in a Walmart, but I've been in Walmart parking lots. I remember stopping. I was driving across country, and I was really tired. And I got off somewhere in Texas, a fairly small town, and the biggest parking lot where I could pull over and sleep was a Walmart parking lot. And I looked around and I saw all the crud on the walkways and in the parking lot, just dirty. And maybe that's not fair to make, you know.
It's like fast food places. Not all Taco Bells are created equal. Not all Walmarts are created equal. I've been into very nice ones where I went to college. The like big location, because it was a small town, was Walmart. It was the closest Walmart to Aspen. In fact, that Michael Jackson used to visit that Walmart.
Really?
And it's not like they would close it down or anything. However, the Walmart that I used to live near, the house that we have since moved away from, it was more along the lines of keep your eyes open so you don't get stabbed. Not that it was dirty. It was just in a rough area of town.
Okay. So the good news here is that Walmart and Target at the moment are overstocked. They have bloated inventory. And so the idea is, according to some analysts from the Bank of America, they say that these stores are overstocked with general merchandise. And apparently what they're doing with their excess inventory is to move the stuff out of their stores and put into other stores. So apparently Walmart and Target are sharing inventory.
Interesting.
Yeah, especially because you think Target is much more upscale. Although if you look around, you know what? You see a lot of the same brands and a lot of the really...
Relatively same pricing.
Yeah, exactly. Here, there, and everywhere. It's advertising that creates what people think. And then what I just said about my experience at a Walmart, there's just dirty. You know, we've all heard the jokes about the greeters at Walmart. They can't get through the door because they're so big. You know, that kind of stuff. At any rate...
Well, there's also memes that kind of push that narrative, too. The memes of, like, meanwhile in Walmart, and it's always a photo of somebody who is maybe not dressed their best. And then you have the Target stuff where it's like, I went to Target for one thing, and I ended up buying 100 things.
So the fellow that runs Walmart says that they are anticipating more pressure on general merchandise as the year ensues going toward Christmas because they're not able to get... Here's the bottom line here. Here's what to take away from the story. They may be sharing inventory because they're bloated, but they're not sharing too much because they're all concerned. The big retailers are all concerned about the same thing. The American Retail Association says, be careful, this winter could be... Well, we all know, you know, you can't buy a car. So there are a lot of other things that are in short supply, and there's no really good reason for it other than people have cut back on what they're producing because it's too smaller companies, you know, the kind of company that goes onto a Shark Tank outfit that starts, you know, a small outfit, they can't produce way ahead. And because it's so expensive now, because of the cost of fuel to produce things, they're not producing as much as they might. This is the time of year when stocks are being produced and shipped to stores in preparation for Christmas buying, which starts, what, after Halloween, around in there? Some people...
Last week.
Yeah, right. For some people, yeah.
That's who you ask.
Yeah, right. At any rate, now whether this is a way to get people into the store by warning them, be careful, we don't know what we're going to have. General merchandise could be a problem later in the year. Okay, well, maybe it will be. Maybe you can find other things around. Shop around, and I'm not one who likes to shop online. The only thing I buy from Amazon is a book or two here and there. But I, you know, going into any, I guess I'm not, I shouldn't be the one who regulates or tells these stories because I'm not the average shopper. I'm just not. I'm not. You probably are.
I am. See? I'm a big fan.
You are. So, did you go shopping yesterday for anything? What did you go shopping for?
Oh, did I go shopping? I did buy something online. I don't like to go shopping per se. My husband's more of the one that has to force me out to actually go to a mall. I do like online shopping, but because of you, Doug, I have been more conscious about seeing where I'm buying. Is it made in China? Where is it made? And while I try to buy things that are made in America, sometimes that's difficult. So I'm more against like, okay, just try to buy something that's not specifically made in China. And I find something on Amazon, because I do shop Amazon, if I find something and I feel like I did my research and it's delivered and the tag says made in China, I send it back.
Yeah. Okay,
you've
good.
Infiltrated me
Thank
in the
you.
Best way possible.
I have. Yes, I'm glad about that. So here's the stat that's interesting and why it may be a problem. We, at the moment, the retail inventories in American stores total over $700 billion. Retail outlets, retail stores have $700 billion worth of inventory. If you don't, and what's needed, normally the Christmas, this is really amazing, the Christmas holiday usually finds Americans spending $400 billion to buy Christmas presents. Okay?
Goodness.
Isn't that? It sounds like the political. I mean, the numbers are crazy. I mean, I'm off on a different tangent here because I've made my point, I think, with the retail. So far this year, political advertising for the midterm elections, this is primary election spending, has capped $2.5 billion. In the last election for president, there was $8 billion spent, $4 billion spent on Senate and House races. When you go back to the Reagan era, it was $400 million that was spent for everything back in 1980. So look at how numbers, look at the numbers, the way people are spending money to get elected to these offices that only pay $150,000, $60,000 a year. You know, there's something awry when those two numbers collide and people say, hey, that doesn't make any sense. What's going on here? So it gives you something to think about, which is a good thing. In a moment, the answer to the question, what was the strange pink glow over Australia? That answer coming up.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Okay, so it's 48 past the hour. There was a strange pink glow. Did you see that, Jay, over Victoria, Australia? Eerie.
A lot of people are like, it's Armageddon. The end is happening. Right. What? The end is nice.
The aliens
are
coming.
What is going on? Yes, aliens. It was just a pot place.
Pot place.
Medicinal marijuana.
What,
yeah,
on fire?
It was a medicinal marijuana factory, and they had these special lights. Right. Normally, there's blackout curtains that are pulled down, but for some reason, somebody left the blackout curtains up, and it emitted this purple haze, if you will.
There have been a lot of people talking about taking the car, but people aren't, you know, they think, oh, I'm not going to get in a plane. Remember we talked about that yesterday? That's expensive, and it's a bad carbon footprint if you take a plane,
that's right.
Which is nonsense.
And people are in the private jets.
Yeah, people are not buying that. There are a couple of things that you can think about because it is difficult to move around, especially if you're traveling internationally. So I give you a couple of tips. One, apply for global entry. If you don't have global entry and you're going to be traveling internationally, get that. Also, whatever airline, use one airline and become a frequent flyer. You'll find yourself getting an easier way to get upgraded, and the travel becomes easier the more you spend on one airline. I found those two things to be worthwhile. There you go. A few tips here at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Nobody in 100,000 million years, except Chuck Curry, would know what movie this theme came from. So let's kill the suspense, or do you want me to let it play a little more, Chucker? What do you say?
Is this in a movie I told you? I don't recognize it, but I guess I'm...
Good, good. That's a good play, Chucker. Anyway, this is from the movie Speed. I know that because Chucker told me that.
I wanted a faster riff, but that's okay. We played it because yesterday I was off. I took a day off after, I think, 10,000 straight days on the air. So I took a day off. But it was Sandra Bullock's birthday. She turns 58 years of age. Dominant presence in the industry. No doubt's had a good career. Her biggest, I think her biggest break was when she got the role in Demolition Man with Stallone. And then a year later, she got Speed, and that altered her career dramatically, and then gained a lot of power, won an Oscar for The Blind Side. But good career, Sandra Bullock.
Is she in a new movie coming out?
She did this movie, Lost City, right? Which actually did fairly well. I thought it was a complete fluff piece.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt did an extended cameo in that movie, and it appears she's doing a cameo in a movie called Bullet Train, Brad Pitt vehicle, which opens August 5th.
Right.
And I guess it makes it easy to market the film if you say, Sandra Bullock's in it. Or
yeah, of course it does. Or Brad Pitt's in it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I was just looking at stats. Brad Pitt got paid $17.5 million for being in Fight Club. That was early
That was a long time ago. That's an iconic movie.
Yeah, it was also, I didn't see it.
Very interesting. Like, that movie has a huge following. It's a very, very interesting movie with a tremendous twist at the end.
Tell me what the movie was that was, it was a Netflix movie, or maybe Hulu, that came out a couple of weeks ago. It was in theaters, wasn't promoted. I wanted to see it because it was intriguing. Two big stars, and I can't remember who they were.
Yeah, The Green Man.
What was it called?
The Green Man. The Green Man. It's Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. They actually announced that they're going to do a sequel. It's a $200 million action movie for HBO Max. It's based on a series of novels. And it was the number one. Listen, I don't know if these stats are accurate, but Netflix is reporting it's their number one movie in 92 countries. They're very satisfied with how many eyeballs, I guess, watch it on Netflix. But the Russo brothers, who directed two of the Avenger movies, these guys, and Captain America, these guys are really good filmmakers. Seem very okay with just doing Netflix movies. They're going to actually
end up
doing
brothers,
Avenger movies on the big screen.
All right, what other brothers have been directors? I'm thinking about a pair, and
the Wachowskis, who did The Matrix.
I'm not thinking about them. I'm thinking about one of them died a year or so ago, but they were prolific.
Oh, yeah, with the Scott, Tony Scott,
right? Ripley Scott. They did some good
directors
together as well. Yep,
Tony knew action. Tony was a really good action director.
Yeah. Brian,
here's another story here.
Yeah.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, 170, just released a trailer the other day, 172 million views in 24 hours on the internet. That's one of the most watched trailers of all time, which means it's going to make a lot of money when it comes out.
Right.
This November. But why even listen? I know you need advertising. I know radio needs advertising. TV needs advertising. But with social media, why do you even need to advertise anywhere else but on the internet? I mean, if this film got 172 million.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
I know. Relax.
And you know what? That's not true. The stats show that radio advertising is by far the best way in frequency and reach to get to more people, way more people. It's just that some of these boobs that run these advertising agencies, it's the new thing, it's the hot thing, so you got to be there instead of where you get results, and radio is where you get results. So there.
But let's say, I agree, but let's just say movies. Like, let's just say hypothetically that you have 40 million advertise a movie. Like with social media and YouTube, you get so much free publicity. It's almost like you don't even need to spend all that money. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, how much do you advertise your ice cream stores, or do you have everything on social media?
Everything's on social media.
You don't do any advertising.
I boost ads on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
See, I use local media for my ice cream and the farm and social media. I use them all together, as a matter of fact. I think that's more
I just want to point out the passing of David Warner. He was a good actor. Titanic Dogs. Yep, good actor.
All right. Thank you, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.